Princess Pippa's present. Princess Pippa was getting ready for her best friend's birthday party. She put on her party dress and brushed her hair until it shone. Then she picked up the bunch of flowers she had bought as a present for Princess Rosie and got a nasty surprise. A slimy slug had slithered over the leaves and munched on all the pretty petals. "Yuck!" cried Pippa. "I can't give these flowers to Rosie now." Luckily, Pippa had another present for her friend. She grabbed the wrapping paper and dashed to the kitchen to find it. "Do you want a chocolate?" said the king, offering Pippa a strawberry fudge cream as she walked into the room. "Oh no!" howled Pippa. "I bought those especially for Rosie." Said the king, eating the last one. "They are yummy." "I could still give Rosie that the necklace I bought the other day," thought Pippa, rushing off to find it. She ran past her little sister Poppy and spotted the necklace on one of Poppy's dolls. "Give that back," she cried, grabbing it. Snap! The string broke and sparkling beads flew all over the room. "I can't go to the party without a present for Rosie," cried Pippa. "Don't worry, we'll make something," said Poppy kindly. So the two sisters got out their craft box and set to work. Pippa stuck on shiny sequins while Poppy sprinkled lots and lots of sparkly glitter. When Princess Pippa arrived at the birthday party, Princess Rosie couldn't wait to open her present. She eagerly tore off all the wrapping paper and then gave a huge smile. "What a lovely birthday crown," she said, placing it carefully on her head. "Thank you, Pippa. It really is the perfect present." "Wow, what a present, Pippa!"